Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following program has been paid for by the Weiner Wellness Clinic. The views expressed in this program are not necessarily those of KDKA or its parent companies. The information provided in this program is for general informational purposes only. Listeners are encouraged to consult with their health provider regarding their specific medical issues. It's time to get well naturally with natural health experts Dr. Joseph Honigman, Dr. Gideon Orbach, and Jeffrey Nisnik.
Hello, everyone. My name is Dr. Joseph Honigman of the Weiner Wellness Center, and welcome to another edition of Get Well Naturally. I'm a lifestyle and wellness-oriented doctor with over 25 years' experience as a chiropractor. I also hold a Master of Public Health degree from the University of Pittsburgh. Altogether, I have over 40 years of a broad-based background in both the conventional and alternative health fields, and I use that experience to help others prevent and possibly even reverse many chronic conditions such as high blood pressure, diabetes, obesity, acid reflux, musculoskeletal problems, and much more. At the Weiner Wellness Center, we approach health from a natural standpoint, which means we're trying to find the underlying causes of your health symptoms, and then we use safe, natural, effective approaches to get your body to work better. Together, we work as partners to restore your health. Your input and questions will always be honored, and I am accepting new patients. However, I want to be clear that I do not diagnose or treat disease. And if you're taking drugs, you are not to stop taking your medications on your own. But rather, as you improve through better lifestyle choices, you can ask your doctor to reduce the amount and possibly even stop taking them altogether. I've had many patients able to accomplish that. So if you would like to make an appointment with me, call 412-922-9355. That's 412-922-WELL. Also, come visit us at our website at drweiner.com or in person at our Greentree Crafton location at 2419 Baldwick Road. Now, before we get started on today's topic, today through Wednesday, we're offering a 20% discount on GI Complete, both capsules and powder. We will discuss how this product can help you in more detail a little later in the show. You can order GI Complete at 412-922-9355 or come pick it up at our Greentree Crafton location at 2419 Baldwick Road. You must mention you heard it on the radio to get the deal. Now, that brings us to today's topic, which is actually a continuation of last week's topic, gastroesophageal reflux disease, which I will refer to as acid reflux or just reflux. Last week, we were talking about the causes of acid reflux and what can be done to correct it, and how reflux is not the result of too much acid, but rather it's usually a problem with our lower esophageal sphincter, the one-way muscular valve, not staying closed when it should, allowing food and acid to reflux back up into our esophagus. So, once more, in your mind's eye, take the journey with me and visualize your food traveling down a muscular tube called the esophagus. When the food reaches the junction where it empties into the stomach, there's a ring of muscle called the lower esophageal sphincter that acts like a one-way valve. It allows the food we eat to enter our stomach, and then it tightens up, preventing the backflow of acid. In fact, I would say the majority of all acid reflux is the result of something interfering with the integrity of our valve, causing it to not close properly. But I also talked about a decrease in cut motility, in which food stays in our stomach too long, resulting in our stomach contents more likely to get pushed up. And that is another reason why we may have acid reflux. We then briefly discussed that many things can weaken or relax that valve, causing it to stay open inappropriately, including certain foods such as coffee, peppermint, chocolate, and that it may be necessary to also avoid common food allergens and intolerances, such as dairy, gluten, especially wheat, also eggs, peanuts, shellfish, and soy. I mentioned another potential cause of valve dysfunction being an increase in abdominal pressure, such as obesity, and also an imbalance in the good versus the bad microorganisms, including bacteria, yeast, and mold that reside in our gut. We spent a little extra time discussing what a hiatal hernia is, which is when the upper part of our stomach slides up and protrudes above the diaphragm, lying in our chest cavity, and that is a common cause and contributor of acid reflux and a problem that I see quite often at the Weiner Wellness Center. We discussed the procedure that I use to pull the stomach back down away from the diaphragm, a technique that I've done many, many times, often with great success, to either stop or help control the acid reflux. We discussed that changes in diet and lifestyle, along with some key supplements, may be necessary to address the many causes of sphincter dysfunction. And remember, every time I say sphincter, I'm talking about that ring of muscle that allows the food to enter into our stomach, but then closes and prevents it from refluxing back up into our esophagus. Now, most of the symptoms of a hiatal hernia will be due to the acid reflux that results with the main symptom being frequent heartburn, also commonly known as acid indigestion. This is a burning type of pain in the throat and the lower part of the mid-chest, but there are other symptoms that I see quite often, and they include a dry cough, a bitter or sour taste in the mouth, a feeling that food is stuck in the throat or trouble swallowing, which seems to be worse if a hiatal hernia is involved, hoarseness and possibly laryngitis, poor sleep quality because it's typically most bothersome at night. You can wind up with new or worsening asthma. Another symptom is chest or abdominal pain and shortness of breath that can be so intense that some people wind up in the emergency room thinking that they're having a heart attack. In fact, reflux is the most common cause of non-cardiac chest pain, and it is even more common when a hiatal hernia is involved, and it is actually hard to tell the difference between having an attack due to a hiatal hernia and having a heart attack. So if you're experiencing these symptoms, you actually do have to go to the ER. That brings us up to date with the new.
All right, this is Chris Moore with Dr. Heiligman. We're going to take a break. We offer ourselves up for your phone calls at 866-391-1020. You can also write us at the Dollar Bank Instant Access Center, found at our website, kdkaradio.com. We'll take this break and then we'll return.
It's time to get well naturally with natural health experts Dr. Joseph Honigman, Dr. Gideon Orbach, and Jeffrey Nisnik.
And welcome back to Get Well Naturally. Dr. Honigman is here with us. In your opening remarks, sir, you talked about acid reflux and that little valve that does not close well. It sounds like poor eating habits and eating a lot before going to bed might be a problem, too, that would contribute to that.
Yeah, that is one of the risk factors that will increase it. There are whatever can keep that valve open inappropriately is going to cause acid reflux. So that could be an imbalance between good and bad bacteria, where you're actually getting toxins released by the bad bacteria, by the viruses, which can cause bloating and then put pressure on the valve. It could be a result of having too much weight, too much food sitting in the stomach itself, and that allows more time for it to reflux back up. We're going to be getting into I'm actually going to be giving tips later on mm-hmm. on what to do if you have acid reflux. And one of them, Chris, will be don't eat at night. You know, wait at least 3 hours before you go to bed, because if you have a problem, you're going to allow a greater opportunity for that to reflux back up into your esophagus and burn.
All right. If you're suffering with acid reflux, Dr. Heinickman is here and ready to talk to you about it. 866-391-1020. That's talk or text. Dollar Bank Instant Access at kdkaradio.com. We were going to go to the phones, but Joe hung up, so anyone else can check in right now. As we continue talking about acid reflux, my father had an ulcer, and at that time, many, many years ago, they removed part of his stomach, and he always claimed he couldn't eat a lot, but he would eat just before going to bed, and then that's the reason I asked that question, because he would eat just before going to bed, and then he seemed like he would be uncomfortable for most of the night.
Well, part of it is if you do have acid reflux, and if you're in a recumbent position, a lying down position, you don't have a gravity working for you. Chances are you've got gravity working against you, so your reflux is going to be worse at night. So one of the suggestions that's actually given by conventional medicine is to raise the top of the bed by about, I think it's about like 3/4 of an inch, okay, so that you have a few inches.
Will pillows suffice, or do you need to go buy one of those expensive beds?
You can make your own. I'm sure you could make your own. You know, you get some kind of a slanted board, mm-hmm. and or you buy a slanted board, and you put it under your mattress. You just can't raise your pillow. That ain't going to work. Okay? So, yeah, you want gravity working for you all the time, you know, if you have acid reflux. But we really do want to get to the root cause of why you have it to begin with. And
does that take a whole workup at the clinic?
Usually, if you're extremely lucky, as I was talked a little bit about it last week, it's due to a hiatal hernia, which is just because you have some kind of a structural impairment. In other words, you were out gardening, you lifted up a heavy rock, you were playing sports, something jolted your top of your stomach up into the chest cavity, and now it just requires it being pulled back down, because the vast majority of all hernias are what we call sliding hiatal hernias. So it slid up, and I'm going to slide it back down. And
Without surgery?
No surgery at all.
Wow.
And the vast majority of people get great results. If you actually have a hiatal hernia, I can't remember anyone not getting at least a little bit better, and some being completely better. Again, if that's the only cause of reflux, the hiatal hernia, we can get 100% results. But usually there's other things involved, like abdominal pressure, poor eating habits, foods that relax the sphincter, and others as well. So, and now I want to talk a little bit about how conventional medicine treats acid reflux.
All right.
See, the unpleasant symptoms of reflux will often result in the person paying a visit to their primary care doctor. And once your doctor suspects that you have acid reflux, you can be pretty much sure that no matter what the cause is, you're going to be given a drug such as Prilosec to stop the production of acid.
Now, they advertise that all the time.
All the time, right? Just take that magic pill and everything's okay. Now, in severe cases, when you're not able to get to sleep because of the burning in your esophagus, or if your esophagus is showing signs of significant damage, such as ulcers, which you just mentioned about your dad, then the drug may be the right choice for a short amount of time while we work on correcting the root cause of the problem. However, there are literally thousands of articles providing evidence that using medications to reduce acid does not treat the cause of the problem. In fact, I personally believe most people with acid reflux have too little acid, not too much. So further reducing the stomach acid is just going to result in a lot of problems. And that's because our body needs the acid to stay healthy. The United States Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, warns, be aware that proton pump inhibitors like Prilosec should only be used as directed for 14 days. And that's because stomach acid is very important to our health. our stomach acid provides a first line of defense that destroys bacteria and most toxins that make their way down through our mouth into our stomach. It helps us absorb important nutrients such as zinc, calcium, iron, vitamin B12, and folic acid. Our stomach acid is also necessary to digest protein and food. It's necessary to activate digestive enzymes to break down our food, once more, especially protein. Yet, the stomach acid-reducing proton pump inhibitor, Nexium, was the fourth most commonly prescribed drug in 2017. And Prilosec, another proton pump inhibitor, was not too far behind it.
Is that because of all the direct-to-consumer advertising that we see these days?
Yes, and the consumer...
I mean, the rate of prescription.
First of all, it's an easy fix, although it's not a fix, right? It's just reducing the amount of acid that's winding up into your esophagus.
It treats the symptom, not the problem.
Treats the symptom, yes. The acid does burn the esophagus, but what's the cause that allows the acid to get up there to begin with?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like you're in a lifeboat, right? And now you've got three holes in your lifeboat. Three holes, right? And the lifeboat's starting to sink. And the pharmaceutical company's coming to help you and gives you two buckets and says, here, as long as you have these buckets, you're not going to sink as quick.
Bail water, right?
Right, right. Do they fix the hole? No, eventually it's going to sink.
All right, you ready to take a call on this subject?
Yes.
All right, let's do so. Let's go to John in Penn Hills. John, you're on KDK.
Thanks for taking my call. I have a question regarding this maneuver that you do, this manual thrust, and how forceful it is. The reason why, I have a relative that's being treated for GERD for a while. She's on Zantac. But she has mental illness. She has low pain tolerance, and sometimes she has panic attacks. And I've been kind of, this has kind of been on my my concern for treating such a patient. Can you tell me what your experience is?
Yes, I can. And for the vast, vast majority of people, it's not a problem. The first thing I do is I put them at ease. I tell them that they have total control over what I do so that at any time they can stop the procedure. We can talk about it. There is a little bit of force required. Otherwise, I always tease. I would hire my 10-year-old assistant, Jimmy, go on over to the nice person and, you know, kind of just wave your hand, you know, over the area and everything's fine. But unfortunately, it does take a little bit of force and force in the right direction. For people who are very sensitive to pain, sometimes it is difficult to actually get the maneuver to work. And as soon as they start panicking, if they do panic, first of all, I stop way before that happens. But if they do, then it's going to prevent it from working.
Okay.
So.
Okay, I think it's worth a try, but you're saying that you've had some success with people with such a situation.
For people who actually have a hiatal hernia, I've had very good success. Again, if it's structural, sometimes that's the only thing that they need, but usually it requires additional help because there's usually more than one cause for acid reflux. So while hiatal hernia is a cause of acid reflux, it could be because you're getting too much bloating due to maybe bacteria moving up into your small intestine, something called small bacterial overgrowth. Or it could be because of too much weight, too much pressure, or the gut motility is poor. So you're having the food stay in your stomach for a longer period of time, giving it a greater opportunity to reflux. And there are other reasons as well. So we have to look at the diet. Or we have to assess whether or not a hiatal hernia maneuver is appropriate for that individual. And key supplementation is critical.
All right,
in this situation.
Let me interrupt you. We have to take this break. A final thought from you, John, quickly, please.
Yeah, will that maneuver help benefit that valve, that lower esophageal valve? Will that help that at all?
Yeah, that's the whole purpose. The purpose is to bring the stomach back down into its proper position, therefore allowing the diaphragm to help close that sphincter.
All right. On that, okay.
That's part of it.
Okay,
John, thank you for your call. We offer ourselves up for other calls at 866-391-1020. That's talk or text or Dollar Bank Instant Access at kdkaradio.com. We'll take this break and come back.
The following program has been paid for by the Weiner Wellness Clinic. It's time to get well naturally with natural health experts Dr. Joseph Honigman, Dr. Gideon Orbach, and Jeffrey Nisnik.
And here we are again. Our number, talk or text, 866-391-1020. Doctor, is there such a thing as too much acid in your stomach?
Not in your stomach. You know, we've talked about this a little bit before, and the problem is the stomach acid gets up into your esophagus and it burns. It burns the esophagus. That can result in scar tissue, possibly ulcer. So there are bad things that can happen. But is the cause of the problem due to too much acid? Absolutely not. In most cases, it's a problem with too little acid in your stomach. Actually, not too much, especially if you're taking these proton pump inhibitors like Nexium, which I mentioned may be okay if you already have an ulcer or you've got a stricture and you need time for that esophagus to heal, and you do it for a few weeks and we start working on to the root cause. But there's literally thousands of articles out there that tell us that these proton pump inhibitors do not heal us. And once you stop taking these proton pump inhibitors, the symptoms come right back. Also, the bottom line is that lowering the stomach acid can allow more bad bugs into our intestines.
Such as?
Oh, yeah, because you don't have that acid to kill the stuff that's coming down your throat, the bacteria, the viruses. So our first line of defense is the stomach acid. It also, because the stomach acid is important in helping us to digest our food and break down protein, we can wind up with vitamin and mineral deficiencies. And this can lead to problems, including irritable bowel syndrome. We can wind up with yeast overgrowth, such as Candida albicans, because they're going to make their way down, and we're not going to be able to displace them with the good bacteria. They're going to have real estate now, you know, that they can move into, and once they're there, they're not leaving. Also, lowering stomach acid can increase our risk of pneumonia. It can cause micronutrient malabsorption. You can wind up with osteoporotic hip fractures.
Well, what lowers the stomach acid? Is it what we eat or what?
Well, I think that certainly the proton pump inhibitors, anything that will inhibit our stomach from producing acid. So those are things like H2 antagonists, like Tagamet, and proton pump inhibitors, like Prilosec. So you know these things are given out like candy.
But it's not what we eat. It might be the drugs that
it's usually taking. We're taking.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are having symptoms of acid reflux, it's not a bad idea to actually try to increase your stomach acid a little bit.
And how do you do that?
Well, you can do it. We're going to get into that fairly shortly.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We'll go over one way that everybody knows, or almost everybody knows, is apple raw, unpasteurized, organic apple cider vinegar.
Hmm.
Okay. Usually, I get Bragg's organic apple cider vinegar with what they call the mother inside it. Mm-hmm. And the mother is simply a fermentation of good bacteria. So there's bacteria within it that are good for us.
How much of that should you take a day?
You could take about a tablespoon in a glass of water, like about 10 minutes before you eat. I think that's not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Also, cabbage juice is excellent for producing acid. It's probably the best acid stimulator, But in addition, it's also been shown to help heal ulcers.
What about cooked cabbage?
No, you can't cook it.
Can't cook
it? You have to keep it raw. It's got to be raw.
I like cooked cabbage.
Yeah, I know. But and what a pain in the butt to actually make take raw cabbage and turn it into juice.
Out of it, yeah.
And make juice out of it. But if you're having ulcers and you have a bad case of acid reflux and you want to do something natural that you can do at home, that's a great way to help.
Can you put something in the juice like an apple to help it go down? Because I just can't imagine cabbage juice being that tasty.
You know, I once had cabbage juice and it wasn't that bad at all.
Is it real? Yeah, okay.
It wasn't that bad at all. So, I don't know. I'd try it raw. And then if you can, yeah, sure. You know, try to figure out something you can mix with it to make it palatable. Everybody complains. A lot of people complain about apple cider vinegar.
Yeah.
I don't. It doesn't taste that bad to me. It's a little acidic, and that's all. The apple cider vinegar, you may have to be careful if you have an ulcer.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. For some people, it's going to aggravate an ulcer.
Okay.
So for those, be a little cautious. And for the ambitious, try the cabbage juice. Now, let's say you're on a proton pump inhibitor. Never stop taking a proton pump inhibitor cold turkey. Because if you do, you can wind up with a rebound effect. In other words, you'll wind up with more acid reflux than you had to start with.
Wow.
And you will be very unhappy. I've had patients do that. Even after I told them and I warned them, do not do that. Right? First of all, go back, ask your doctor to wean you off gradually from this proton pump inhibitor while we work at correcting the cause.
This stuff sounds like heroin, man. No, I'm serious. When you say you have to be weaned off it,
absolutely.
It sounds like people who step down with methadone or anything else.
Proton pump inhibitors are notorious for causing rebound effects if you've been on them for any extended period of time. So you will wind up with probably your worst case of acid reflux if you come off of them cold turkey.
Mm.
You have to be weaned off gradually. Of course, if you've only been on for a few weeks, that's why you limit it to that 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. You know, the time that you do, again, you know, if you need to get to sleep and your acid reflux is so bad it's keeping you up at night, or if you've got ulcers that got to heal, and, you know, initially what we're doing is we're working with both. We're reducing the acid so that it doesn't come up and burn while we get to the root cause of the problem. So, like, if you make an appointment, that brings me to the point, if you make an appointment to see me, we're going to address the root cause of your acid reflux. And that means if you have a hiatal hernia, I will perform the hiatal hernia maneuver. And again, that's something that I've had great success with. Well, we will address your gut microbiota because you've heard me talk about several times that can also cause acid reflux. We're going to balance that out. The good bacteria, we're going to make sure you have lots of it. We might have to, and most likely we will have to, address foods that you're eating. Because some of them are going to actually weaken the sphincter, and others are going to relax the sphincter. So remember, anything that causes that sphincter to stay open, that one-way valve, is going to wind up causing reflux.
Is most disease caused by the food we eat or overeat, you think? Especially highly processed foods?
Okay, so foods, your diet, is the number one lifestyle risk for death. Okay? Now, personally, those are the stats. Personally, I think stress is probably just as bad. But hey, really, you know, stress or poor diet, you know, really, you should be dealing with both of those issues. But I guess if we had to pick one, it would be the diet is the number one lifestyle risk factor for disease and death. But now don't forget, we have toxins, we have environment, we get new bacterial problems like Lyme disease or malaria or the horrible strain of the flu. So you can live in areas that have high levels of pollution that are compromising our immune system. Everything needs to be considered, That's why we call it a holistic health.
Okay. We need to take a break, so we will continue with you in just a second. Our number here is 866-391-1020. That's talk or text, 866-391-1020. Dollar Bank Instant Access messages may be sent to us at our website, kdkaradio.com. We'll take this break, and we shall, like MacArthur, return.
It's time to get well naturally with natural health experts Dr. Joseph Honigman, Dr. Gideon Orbach, and Jeffrey Nisnik.
And Dr. Honigman is here with Chris Moore. Our number again is 866-391-1020. You want to tell folks again about the clinic and what you're going to do for them?
Yes. We have the GI Complete on sale. This is an excellent supplement that will address multiple problems. I highly recommend that you take this opportunity, get the 20% off, call our office at 412-922-9355, show up at the clinic. Also, it's another way to get this discount at 2419 Baldwick Road. This particular product will help decrease inflammation. It's used to repair, help maintain the integrity of the gut. Also, it helps repair the intestinal barrier and to provide protection for the intestinal barrier, and it will reduce the incidence of gut-derived infections. That's GI Complete, 412-922-9355. That's 412-922. Well, tell them Dr. Honigman sent you, told you to call, and you can get that discount.
All right, let's go to the phones. Debbie in Bellevue, you're on KDK with Dr. Honigman.
Hello.
Hi.
I had a bad experience last year in the fall, and I had real bad severe indigestion, and I thought I was having a heart attack. It was in the esophagus. And so I couldn't take the pain anymore, so I called ER. And then I was rushed to the ER, and they saved my life. I was in critical condition, but mine was not hernia. Mine was gallstones, and the gallstones is what did it to me. And I had to be in a hospital for 2 weeks. And I was just upset about it because I was dying at the time, and a hospital saved my life.
Okay. What's your question?
The question is, how can I prevent this gallbladder stones in the future? They put a camera down in your esophagus, and then they had a basket, and they brought the gallstones up. They were huge, very huge. Well, the doctors want me to have my gallbladder removed.
Okay, well, first, let me just intervene here. First of all, I highly recommend that you do come in and make an appointment to see me. We're not going to have time to go over into detail, you know, the exact foods that you should be eating, the exact foods that you should not be eating.
Well, I do watch what I eat.
There's actually very specific foods for gallbladder and certainly some that you need to avoid. I do recommend our gallbladder liver tincture. I found that a lot of people get good results with that. Again, that's Nutritional Frontiers.
What's the name of it?
Nutritional Frontiers gallbladder liver tincture. T-I-N-C-T-U-R-E. T-I-N-C as in Carl, T as in Tom, U as in us, R as in Robert, E as in Eddie, tincture. It's a gallbladder liver tincture.
Oh,
and that's
really?
One dropper three times a day. You take 15 to 20 minutes before a meal. Also, I highly recommend taking milk thistle. Milk thistle. Do you take that?
I drink a lot of milk.
No, milk is actually bad for you in this situation.
It is?
Yeah, it is.
the
milk thistle. That's what I'm saying. If you can, if it's all possible, you know, call our number and make an appointment to see me. But
what's that number again? Debbie, make sure you write this number down so you can make your appointment.
922.
Well.
Well, I got the number. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
Thank you.
Good.
Bye.
All right. Let's go to Lewis in Elwood City. Lewis, you're on KDKA.
Dr. Heinemann?
Yes, hi.
I have a problem with my stomach, too, but it's not a high hernial.
Okay.
During the day, maybe a tea, half a teaspoon or a teaspoon will come up. It looks like white fluid. Would that be from the high hernial?
I have no idea. That's the honest answer. You would have to come in. We could like get a complete history from you, go over what you're eating, what your symptoms are, and at that point, I would be at a much better position to be able to tell you why that is why that's occurring.
Okay, it's usually after I eat.
It's usually after you eat.
Just a half a teaspoon of white stuff. It's like spit.
Yeah, it could be. Does it burn? Is it bile?
No, no burning, no nothing. Just like it come up like that. Just like
you simply could be having too much mucus. In other words, you could be eating foods with a lot of that are creating a lot of mucus. Do you eat dairy?
Very little.
Okay, because dairy is certainly one thing that can do it. Wheat can do it. And there are, some other foods also that can increase the mucus content in your lungs.
Okay.
And in your body.
Okay, doctor. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you. There were some tips you wanted to go over, sir.
I did. So, first of all, I wanted to be clear about this, that the these acid-suppressing drugs that... They don't work. Again, for a temporary fix, they're fine. But over the long term, they're going to cause more problems than anything else. And I talked about some of them being like pneumonia, osteoporotic fractures, a change in your gut microbiota because you don't have that initial way to prevent bad bacteria and viruses from entering into your gut. So once more, if you have a hiatal hernia or an acid reflux problem and you want to get started on correcting the root cause of your problem, call, make an appointment with me, Dr. Heinemann. Our phone number is 412-922-9355. That's 412-922-WELL. And to get you started right away, I'm going to tell you a few tips. First of all, some of them are obvious, but some of them may not be. Do not overeat. Eat frequently but lightly and chew food thoroughly to avoid having the food stay in your stomach too long. What's another way you can make that, make sure that the food is digested better? Take a digestive enzyme such as our Cybzyme or our Probzyme or one of the other. We've got about four or five different choices for a digestive enzyme that will help get that food out of your stomach, into your small intestine, and absorbed into your bloodstream as nutrients. Do not drink with meals. Not a good idea. No reclining after meals. We want gravity work for us, not against us. Wear loose clothing. Even tight belts or waistbands can increase stomach pressure. Practice a relaxation strategy. Stress and anxiety can worsen reflux and aggravate a hiatal hernia. I'm going to do a whole show on stress and anxiety. Smoking, of course, if you do, don't, because it relaxes the sphincter, increases acid production. I talked about food intolerances such as dairy, gluten, eggs, peanuts, shellfish, soy, and citrus fruits. Caffeine can relax the sphincter, and there are others as well. If you come make an appointment, I can get you a whole list. We can actually try to get and narrow it down to the ones that are specific for you, because most of the time you will not need to avoid all of the foods for longer than a short period of time, and even the ones you do need to avoid for a longer period of time can often be reintroduced after you're feeling better. I talked about cabbage juice. You could also try cabbage juice. You could also try sauerkraut. I'm sorry. In addition to the cabbage juice, you can also eat sauerkraut. Of course, it's got to be raw. It's not the kind that you're going to find on the aisle. It's going to be the kind that you find in the refrigerator. Before I leave, I want to remind everyone that we are having our Weiner Wellness End Summer Bash. And that's going to start Saturday, August the 18th, and it's going to last until Saturday, August the 25th. This is an incredibly entertaining, informative, fun event. You'll be very glad you attended. It doesn't cost a penny. There's no strings attached. No one's going to come up to you and ask you to sign anything on the dotted line. Every day, there's free educational workshops to improve your health and quality of life. And in addition to that, you will be able to get free, valuable advice from highly experienced health professionals. There's going to be delicious food, gluten-free, dairy-free, vegetarian food. And you will save a lot of money on the highest quality supplements. So make sure you come to our Weiner Wellness event starting Saturday, August the 18th to August 25th. This is your host, Dr. Joseph Honigman, wishing you a fabulous weekend.
We're not quite done, but you mentioned gluten-free, and Marilyn in Pittsburgh has a question about that.
All right, let's
Marilyn, we don't have much time. Go ahead.
Hello. I just wanted to know if there's does anybody need gluten? I've gone gluten-free. I've not been diagnosed with celiac or anything, but it has helped me in the way of, like, the wheat belly kind of thing. I don't have that pregnant look anymore. I have my younger, flatter stomach look, and it helped me to lose weight. So am I harming myself by going gluten-free?
You're definitely not hurting yourself by going gluten-free. In fact, I think everybody should probably at least give it a try, at least with wheat. And it's a complicated situation, but if I go back to when I was a child, I was eating things called Wonder Bread. My God, that thing is poisonous, to your body. It kills. Yeah, it's
peanut butter and jelly and Wonder Bread. Come
right.
on, doctor.
It's no wonder we didn't die from it. Okay,
seriously.
So our body develops an immune response to something that is really bad. Even later on, if we're eating the highest quality wheat, it assumes that it's still bad because of the association.
All right, Marilyn, thank you for your call. 20 seconds to remind them of what happens on the 18th.
The 18th begins Weiner Wellness Week. Again, this is a fabulous event. It's free. You get free workshops, free samples, free all-you-can-eat vegan, dairy-free, gluten-free buffet, free supplement advice, free testing, huge discounts on our natural supplements.
All right.
And other items as well. Thank you.
Hattigman, thank you.
Thank you.
This program has been paid for by the Weiner Wellness Clinic. The views expressed in this program are not necessarily those of KDKA or its parent companies. The information in this program is for general informational purposes only. Listeners are encouraged to consult with their health provider regarding their specific medical issues.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.